This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Car Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Look, it's a really weird place. None of us have lived through this because never have the Lions been a Super Bowl favorite. They are now. They are now. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They're number one in everybody's power ranking. I don't think anybody else. I think it's only Lions across the board. Yahoo Sports said it's not even close. We're taking calls from people about Super Bowl, and it's so far off. It really is, and there's a lot of work to be done. We asked Jared Goff what it meant. He said nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Somebody else was a favorite. It doesn't mean
he wouldn't even let you finish.
No, he wouldn't, and I'm okay with that because it was a topic that I knew we were going to talk about with the listeners, and so I like, well, let me get Goff's take on it, and Goff shut it down, as he should. Admittedly, if you want to call up and say you don't even like it, go so far as to say you don't even like it, that's fine, because the whole thing is so foreign to us. It is so foreign to us. And we don't know how to act. we can't act like we've been there before because we've never been there before.
No.
The reason I'm not comfortable is I think all three of us had, I think we picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl this year, right? Preseason predictions. And I think, hey, we knew they had enough talent to get into the tournament and win, you know, obviously enough games to get there. But I think when you're mid-season Vegas favorites to win it all, like everyone now is expecting you to win all, that's a different kind of, you know, position to be in. Like, you can quote-unquote luck your way to a win or two here. Like, last year, the Lions could have made the Super Bowl, but they weren't favorites to make the Super Bowl. They were playing in San Francisco. I thought maybe that's something we could all think, like, hey, they might have to go on the road at some point in the playoffs and win a game. But now they're predicted to host every game, be the favorite every game, and now win the whole thing. That is strange.
That's where it gets nervous. When you talk about hosting an NFC Championship game, like if that's a real possibility, that's...
And it's happening so fast, it feels like, too, right? Like, this is like rapid fire. Like,
it is fast. I mean, because year three, they get to the NFC Championship game. That's not supposed to happen in year three. No way is that supposed to happen in year three. And they've taken year four to a whole different level to this point. Still regular season games, but 9-1 through the first 10 games is incredible.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Mark in Detroit. You're on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Mark.
Good. You know, obviously the players need to shut it down, and they can't think about that. But as fans, man, we can embrace the fact that we're being favored to go all the way and win the Super Bowl. I've been going to games for over 45 years, been taking my son for the last 15 years to games. And, man, it's just fantastic to be a Lions fan at this time. And I think that we can all, you know, not the players, but as fans, we can just say, hey, like, yeah, let's do it. Let's be optimistic and look at the Super Bowl.
It does. See, the thing is, it probably is foolish, given where we are in this season. And yet, when you watch the product, it doesn't feel even remotely foolish.
Not at all. And here's another thing. I think that they need to sign Barry, Calvin, and Sue. Just to bring them along and take them to the Super Bowl and get those three boys a ring.
Or not, but I like that that Barry and Calvin are part of the organization and part of the ambassadors of the Detroit Lions, and they're back in the fold and everybody's smiling and everybody's happy. That's great. That's some good work from Rod Wood.
Chris and Novi, you're next on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, right. Thank you.
You know, I'm 62, been a Lions fan forever, and I haven't sat down to watch a Lions game this year because I'm standing constantly. I'm a wreck. I'm a ball of nerves. I wish the national media attention would get off the Lions because I think it's going to jinx them, and I feel extremely nervous. However, my wife and I did buy Super Bowl tickets last night, and... It's kind of, what are we going to do?
You give us the whole preamble about how nervous you are, and then you went out and you bought Super Bowl tickets.
How'd you buy Super Bowl
tickets? Yeah, we did. She went online and worked her magic and came up with two tickets.
Wow.
And we did it, and it was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done. Now I'm going to have to hover to watch the games because I'm going to be nervous. So.
Are you sure? I'm not sure if the tickets go on sale.
No, she's got, I don't know who she got them through. We went through the whole thing online, and they actually offered hotels and party passes too, tailgating passes.
Wow. Well, dare I ask, how much?
A whole bunch.
Okay. Well, you say what you're comfortable with, my friend.
A whole bunch of money.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Chris, you give us the whole preamble of how you're nervous, and then you tell us you went and bought Super Bowl tickets.
I know. Why no?
Yep.
There you go.
Fair enough. Thank you. 248-539-9797. Are you uncomfortable with all this, Detroit? We go to Joe in Birmingham. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Honestly, when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about someone who kind of grew up broke and then made his way through life and ended up getting really wealthy and is still afraid to spend money.
Yeah.
This is like one of those deals where, you know, you're always afraid of the worst case scenario because that's all you knew growing up. But it's a different day, and we should celebrate that. And if I'm going to be nervous about anything, it's going to be about Harbaugh getting another shot at the Super Bowl. The only headline that kind of keeps me up at night is the one that says how he saved Michigan football and wrecked it in another sense, all in one fell swoop. That's my big concern.
Well, I mean,
because I don't think he's going to lose it twice.
I don't know if it matters that he's lost it once. I mean, of course he doesn't want to, but there's a lot of people that don't want things that they don't get a chance to get. I mean, the Lions, Lions have never even been there. Never even been there. They will be, if you don't think they'll be wildly motivated, they obviously will be. But, you know, everybody wants to win. Thomas on a sell, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Thomas.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Okay.
All right. I just want to say this one thing. I'm not going to take too much of your time up. But you remember how, and we've all done it, you would look at another team. Let's take the Steelers of the 70s or the 49ers of the 80s or the Dallas Cowboys of the 90s or the, Tom Brady of the 2000s, right? And you would always look at these teams and be like, God, why can't the Lions look like that? Why can't the Lions do that? And now here we are. We're that team, but we don't realize it. Some of us don't. I'm just saying, we're that team. We are that team. We have to realize that we're a team. We don't accept it because we've never had it.
Yeah.
But we are that good. We're that team that we used to be jealous of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We are.
Oh, you're right.
You know, yeah. We're just not used to it. We just don't know how to act. We don't want to accept it. But we are the team that we used to envy, and now we're that team.
It just feels, you know, okay? I think that my being uncomfortable with that is there's a bunch of weeks to go still. Like, being that team in November isn't the goal.
Well, it's not the goal because we're not used to it being the goal.
Yeah.
Well,
we're used to backing into, you know, the playoffs.
Dude, they're 100%. I used to, yeah. Look, Thomas, we would craft, like, how can we make this work? How can we make the Lions win the division? You know, if Green Bay slips up this week, that opens up there was always about somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't about just hold serve.
This is all about the Detroit Lions. It's all about the Detroit Lions. Just keep doing what you're doing.
I think anybody that is reluctant still to embrace how good this team is, I think they're waiting to see what happens against the Buffalo Bills. They want to see this team take on another team that they would deem as worthy of a Super Bowl contending team. Because I don't think you're thinking the Jags are that team. The Texans without, you know, the players they were playing without against the Lions, you're not thinking of them. I don't think people are really believing that Green Bay is that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Minnesota, you're thinking the Vikings were just because they got this great start. I mean, the Lions haven't faced a team to this point that I would consider to be a Super Bowl contending team just yet. And that's just the way the schedule works because it's going to happen, right? I mean, they got Buffalo coming up. San Francisco towards the end of the season, and then we'll see where Minnesota is. Are Minnesota, are they pretenders? Or are they for real? And if they're for real, the last game of the regular season could be interesting.